Do you need help protecting your finances as you enter retirement? David Dickens of KC Financial Advisors has got you covered. Welcome to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast.
Well, time to rock and roll on another edition of the Cover Your Assets KC podcast. I'm Walter Storholt alongside David Dickens, President and Wealth Advisor at KC Financial Advisors, serving you in Kansas City with an office in Overland Park. Hey, by the way, did you know that you can get a complete planning review with David and the team? If you're interested and want more details, keep listening to today's show, but you can also go at any time to coveryourassetskc.com and get in touch with us through the website. That's coveryourassetskc.com, and we'll put contact info in the description of today's show. David, great to be with you once again this week. Looking forward to answering some listener questions on today's show.
Yeah, those are always fun, and they probably are at least as relevant to our listeners as some of the stuff that you and I think up to talk about. So
that's right.
We have three really good questions, and I'm excited to talk about them today.
Now, full disclosure to everybody out there, we did record this episode before the presidential election, so we don't know, but we are releasing it after the election, so we don't know all of the details of what has transpired in the last week or so. I think the advice David gives today won't really be that hinging or important on who was elected in the past week or so. But I just wanted that to be aware for folks as we record today's show in case they go, hey, why on a particular question, why aren't they, saying something different? Just in case it is to come up. So just a heads up on that as we go through the show today. All right, so first question for you, David, is from Shelby. And by the way, if you want to submit a question to be featured on the show, you can do that at that website, coveryourassetskc.com. Shelby says, I'm thinking that I'll spend a lot of money during the first few years of retirement, and then a lot less after I've been retired for 5 years or so. Is that how it usually works?
So, Shelby, thanks for the question. And yes, that is how it usually works in my world with the people I work with. And it's perfectly fine to do it that way, especially if you have a solid plan in place. And the solid plan is what gives you a high level of confidence that you're not going to run out of money in your 80s and early 90s. So, Shelby, here's how we do it. We have a very detailed piece of software that we use for planning, and it plans somebody's financial life out to age 100. It includes all the usual suspects, inflation and rates of return on investments, but it also has a detailed expense budget. And frankly, that's the hardest thing for people to figure out. So Shelby, what you and I would be doing is we would be building in a nice big chunk of travel dollars. Maybe, so very common for my clients is one nice trip a year from age 66 to 75. And then every other year between 76 to 80, maybe they have a big anniversary trip where they're going to take the kids and the grandkids. But the software doesn't care what you build in. You just need to be able to think it up. And then most of my clients, after 80, they say, probably no more travel. But frankly, a lot of them at maybe age 85, they assume that one of them, if it's a couple, is going to need some nursing care for maybe 3 years. So all those things are totally possible. And in fact, I highly recommend that your plan have that stuff built in, because otherwise, how are you going to know if your money lasts into your 90s and to age 100? So Shelby, one more thing you got to think about when you're doing this. And a lot of I have never seen an online calculator that does this, and it's super important, and here's why. You've got to build into inflation into those types of expenses. So, for instance, maybe you've saved really well for yourself, and you're going to build in a $20,000 a year trip at age 66 and 67 and 68, all the way to age 75, 20 grand a year. Well, by the end of that time frame, let's just say by the time you're 80, that $20,000 a year trip at 5% inflation is actually going to cost you about 40 grand a year. And if you're still building in only $20,000 a year, then your trip is getting smaller and smaller and smaller each year, because the cost of the stuff that it takes to get you to that trip keeps going up with inflation. Look at the nursing home care that we built in. Right now, Shelby, you might know, that nursing home care costs about 80 grand a year in Kansas and Missouri. But in 20 years, when you're likely to need it at 5% inflation, that 80 grand a year is going to cost more than $170,000 a year. So as you're putting together your retirement plan and you're building in some fun, cool stuff that you want to do and some uncool stuff like providing for your own nursing care or your health care when you get a lot older in years. You got to make sure that the plan you're putting together also includes inflation. The actual inflation rate is going to either be higher or lower than what you planned, but you can't plan for zero, or your plan is likely going to come off the tracks 15 or 20 years from now. So great question, Shelby. You can absolutely do that. In fact, I highly recommend that you spend more money in the first few years of retirement just to make sure that that's built into your plan. And if you still have money left over at the end, perfect.
That's one of those things that's like an assumption about the financial world, Shelby. But in this case, that's fine. And just use it as a starting point. Don't take it as gospel, right? Like it's okay to find these assumptions of the financial world. Just use them as a guiding light and a place to begin. Don't take them as stone cold hard facts, because your situation might end up being a little different. So,
well, and Walter, I think that is a perfect lead in to this extra thought I'll give to Shelby. If you're let's say a fairly aggressive investor, and you've got your 401k rollover, you're done with work, and you put it into the market, and maybe you've got it 70% allocated to stocks, and we have a 2 or 3 year bear market, a significant down market, in your first couple years of retirement, well, then your plan will almost certainly have to be adjusted. So those nice juicy trips you want to take for the first 5 or 10 years of retirement, well, they might have to be dialed back. So Walter's point is exactly right on. Your plan is a roadmap, and as you hit detours or road construction on your retirement trip, you might just have to make a mid-course adjustment. That's perfectly fine and frankly expected, but if you don't have an actual plan or a map, it's going to be really hard to get yourself conditioned with the high level of confidence you want to actually make your plan work out.
Shelby, thank you so much for the question. Again, if you want to submit a question or talk one-on-one with David about something going on in your financial or retirement planning life, you can do that by calling 913-317-1414 or check the show notes of today's program, and we'll have contact information in there for you to get in touch with David as well. All right, thanks for the question again, Shelby. This next one is from Triscuit. Oh, I must have food on the brain. Sorry about that. Tristan is with the next question here. I'm hungry, David.
You're making me hungry, Walter.
I could go for some Triscuits right now. I'm in my late 50s, says Tristan, and recently divorced, and I'm extremely worried about what retirement will look like now that I'll just have one Social Security benefit and half of my assets. Can I overcome a divorce this late in life?
So, Tristan, that's a really good question, and we do see this on a somewhat regular basis where divorce happens late in life, and then there are tons of questions. Now, Tristan, I have two acquaintances named Tristan. One's male and one's female. I don't know which you are, and I'm not sure it really matters, but if we were actually sitting in my office, you might get a slightly different answer, but here's the generic answer, and I hope it's helpful to you. You can overcome this divorce, but it's likely going to take some work and some really good planning. So if you don't have a really good plan in place now, in your late 50s, is a really good time to get serious about putting together a real plan. Key questions would be, are you going to retire at 67? Are you thinking you want to retire early? Maybe, since now you're feeling like you're behind, you might want to work until you're 70. Does your company allow that? Maybe you own your own company and you just need to extend your horizon a little bit longer. Are you able to increase your savings rate? Frankly, I haven't seen your plan, so I don't even know if you need to increase your savings rate. But a lot of how much money you need for retirement depends on how much you're going to spend in retirement. The way to increase your prospects of a more successful retirement is increase your savings rate now. Reduce your spending now. The way to get there fastest is to do both at the same time. Tristan, is there any chance you're going to remarry between late 50s and retirement? If that's the case, well, you may end up with two Social Security benefits and your half of your assets with your new spouse's half of their assets. So I'd say ASAP, you want to get a detailed plan in place that looks at income and expenses today, how long your money will last based on what we know now, and what kind of savings rate you need to have between now and retirement to make sure that your money lasts as long as you do. I will say this, a great plan will relieve stress and anxiety. It's the not knowing that's the killer. So your great plan may tell you it's going to be fine, but you need to reduce your expectations in retirement. Okay, well, at least you know. Your great plan may tell you, oh my gosh, look at that. I have plenty of money to take me to age 96. But that plan is going to give you confidence about what the next 20 and 30 years are going to bring. So Tristan, good luck and get busy on making sure you have a really good detailed plan in place that's going to let you know how the next 30 years are likely to unfold for you.
It's a really good question, Tristan. Unfortunate position to certainly be in, this late in life, but it is what others are, going through. Others have come before you and gone through this and made it out the other side. So you'll be all right as long as you just get a good plan in place and you're doing the right things already by asking these kinds of questions. So thank you for trusting us with that question and for submitting it as well. If you want to talk further with David about these things, I'll just remind you of the number 913-317-1414 if you need to call and get in touch and talk in a little more detail. And that goes for anybody. You can also go to coveryourassetskc.com to get more information there as well. A lot of complications come with divorce later in life, just amplified even more because we no longer have time on our side either. Let's get to our last question of the show. This one's from Dylan. Dylan says, my husband and I always argue because I want to redo our kitchen, but he says we need to save more for retirement. We already save a lot. How much is enough?
So, Walter, you're married.
and we're actually talking about redoing the kitchen, ironically enough.
Why is it that kitchens need to be redone and they cost so much to redo? That's my question.
That's my question on the second half of that. I get why they need to be redone, but why are they so much?
Yeah, so Dylan, you've asked the million-dollar question, maybe the $2 million question. I totally get where you're coming from. We're doing a partial redo of our kitchen as well, and so I totally get it. You've asked the key question, how much is enough? We've already saved a lot, you say. How much is enough? I can't tell if there's strain in your voice, but I've heard that in my office, and I think the answer is this. Enough might be our money will last to 100. Enough might be we can do the things we want to do in retirement. Enough might be we can withstand the storms, healthcare storm, a five-year bear market, kind of like what happened in, the bear market in 2008 took 5 years to recover from. The bear market in 2002 took 5 years to recover from. Can you withstand a storm of a premature death of a spouse? So how much is enough depends on what happens in the future. So Dylan, now Walter, as I'm thinking about this, we kind of said this a very similar thing to Shelby and Tristan that I'm getting ready to say to Dylan. But Dylan, you just want to make sure that you have a really good plan that tells you how much is enough. And so your plan would need to build in, what do we want our retirement to look like from an expense standpoint? Because you pretty much know what your income side is going to look like. You might have a pension. You've got a couple of Social Securities, and you've got some money that you've saved for retirement. Maybe you got some rental properties or whatever your situation is. But you figure out, well, here's the income we're going to have versus the expenses that we want. If your income is enough to cover your expenses, plus those unexpected things we talked about, healthcare emergency, 5 years of bad stock market, premature death of a spouse, if you can withstand all of that with a high level of certainty, and your money lasts to age 100, then I say have a nice kitchen redo. But if it's not enough, if your money runs out at age 85, then maybe you redo the bathroom really nicely and do a facelift on the kitchen and call it good. So it's a super specific question that you've asked. And so as you're listening to this podcast, not necessarily Dylan, but anybody. When you're looking at these major things that you want to do, kind of later in life as you're getting close to or into retirement, you just got to say to yourself, I have this many assets, this many resources. What am I going to do with those resources? How do I want to employ them? Frankly, Dylan, the money you spend on your kitchen, whenever you sell that house, say in the next 5 or 8 or 10 years, that probably increases the value of your home. So it's not like it was all an expense. You're going to enjoy it, and then it probably makes your home more valuable in the future. So there are a number of different nuances to this. It's super hard to answer this one question specifically for Dylan. But Dylan, what you want to make sure is that you're making good investment into your home, which is probably one of your bigger assets, and that your plan says you're going to be fine funding all of your expenses going forward with the assets that you have. That's how I would go about working with you and your husband to figure out how much should we spend on this kitchen redo or a new house or a big old SUV or whatever those expenditures are, where you're kind of feeling like, have we saved enough?
I think last thought on this for me, David, would just be, I imagine this question is similar to what you get all the time, not so much from its exact details of the kitchen redo and the how much is enough part, but more so the permission. How often is it somebody coming to your office just looking for permission to do something? It's not so much like, oh, I want to get together for a complete full financial review, like you certainly offer and end up going through with most folks. But doesn't it always just start or often just start with somebody saying, hey, like my parents, I know one of their things was just like, they just wanted permission to be able to set a retirement date as they were getting closer to retirement. And then it was like, wow, we can. And then it was like, well, we've always dreamed of having a second home in Maine, but have no idea if it's possible. Do we have permission to like let that enter our minds as a possibility? And so I imagine you get stuff like that all the time. Like, I want a brand new car. Can I do that and still be okay for retirement? There's this like little element of people just making sure the waters are safe to go into. They're just looking for that permission. But it's funny what else it unlocks about their financial plan.
It is. And a lot of times you have competing opinions between the two spouses. So there's a certain amount of, I don't necessarily want to call it refereeing that goes on, but I mean, both of them want something. One, financial security. One, maybe a new asset of some sort, a car or a new kitchen or whatever. And it's not always, it's certainly not gender specific. I'll assure you with stuff I've seen over the decades, it is absolutely not gender specific. But you're right. They want to know, if I do this, will we be okay? And a lot of that, almost always, that goes back to the plan that we've set up for them to say, well, and we open it up and look at it on the big screen in my TV and say, well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to do a little what-if planning and say, well, what if we did this? What if we spent that much money right now? How does it end up at the end of the story? And when they can flip back to the end of the page and the end of the book and go, oh, look, we're still fine, then everybody breathes a big sigh of relief. And typically, it ends up with moving forward because they realize, you know what? That felt like a big financial weight. And now we realize we didn't really need to be worrying about it. It was the worry and the uncertainty. Once that got cleared up, then the decision became pretty easy.
It's good to hear that you have these kinds of conversations frequently, David, and are no stranger to solving these kinds of problems. So thank you, Dylan, for the question. Thank you to Tristan and Shelby as well. If you want to talk to David about your particular situation, we don't have to feature your question on the show. You can ask it privately one-on-one with David by calling 913-317-1414 or just reach out through the website as well, coveryourassetskc.com. And we'll put a link or link in the description or the show notes section of today's show for you to be able to find those contact pieces of information as well. But again, it's coveryourassetskc.com or 913-317-1414. David, thanks for answering some of our listener questions on today's show. We'll have another good show dialed up for next time around.
Yep, looking forward to that. By then, we should have a more clear idea of what just happened in the election, and in particular, what steps our listeners might want to take between now and December 31st to best prepare for the changes that might be on the way.
That's a great point. We're going to have a lot to sort out over the final episodes of 2020, and then I'm sure something new will happen at the beginning of 2021 for us to be concerned about as well. So we'll put it all into context and perspective on this show, that's for sure. Well, for David Dickens, I'm Walter Storholt. Have a great rest of your week, and we'll talk to you next time right back here on the Cover Your Assets KC Podcast.
Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and KC Financial Advisors are independent of each other.